Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created and hosted by Layla Smolak, your number one personal trainer with a wealth of knowledge, education, and experience in the fitness industry in areas of management, corporate wellness, programming and training, nutrition and business owner. Layla will have you get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Here's your host, Layla Smolak.
It is a beautiful sunny day in, of course, beautiful British Columbia, Canada, where I reside and do these live shows. So today I went for my early morning run and it sure felt great. I had to go out early enough so that I beat the heat. And I've been actually posting a lot of advice and suggestions on Twitter in relation to training in the heat. So better be cool out there. Stay cool, athletes, or anybody else out there that's conditioning outside in this beautiful weather. Make sure you're hydrating. Drink lots of water. And try to cut down on the sugars. All right. So today, Move Your Body series, calf, ankles, and feet explained. And this is the last episode of the Move Your Body series. We're going to be starting up the video segments of the series, so stay tuned in. Yeah, you're going to see me live. Ooh, on camera. All right, so each of these podcasts is created to teach listeners the benefits of each exercise featured from head to toe. They are 15-minute or less podcasts, various days of the week, usually once or twice, and they're usually programmed aside from my more informed shows. So in each podcast, I was teaching you the name of each movement, the benefit of each movement, and stretches for each movement. So I'm going to begin with the calf muscle. The two largest muscles within this compartment are known together as the calf muscle and attached to the heel via the Achilles tendon. Okay, so at times you'll probably hear your trainer or sports conditioning coach use that terminology, your Achilles heel or Achilles tendon. Alrighty, all right, ankles, not a muscle, but what it does, it's a joint. It's a hinged synovial joint with primarily up and down movements. So you can do plantar flexion and dorsiflexion. Your feet, which are flexible structures, include a mix of bones, joints, muscles, and soft tissues that let us stand upright and allows us to perform all our activities, such as walking, running, jumping, all that lovely stuff. For each body part mentioned, there are various types of exercises we can perform. For instance, calf raises on machines and with weights or without weights. There's again, in the videos, you're going to see me demonstrating a whole bunch of different movements for each muscle group that we touch upon. Calf stretches, you can do ankle rotations, ankle flexion and extensions. And for our feet, well, since we carry all of our body weight on them, we rely on our feet to perform many, many tasks throughout our day. A good foot massage, pedicure, or reflexology treatment would feel great, not only for your feet, but for your whole body, mind, and this wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, sharing, and begin following us. I am now over and I am out. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow us on Twitter @VelocityAthlete. Visit us at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Believe it, be it, live it.